以下的讲座是关于圣典莫加雅谈第四篇第25章第13个诗节，讲经的题目是在印度诞生的好处。讲经者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2003年8月26号。
Sa ekadahima vato Dakshineshvata sanushu Tadarsha navabir dwarbi Puram lakshita lakshanam Sa ekada himavato Dakshane patasanushu Dadarsha navabhirvarbi Puram lakshita lakshanam Sa ekadahi mavato Dakshineshvata sanushu Dadarsha navabir dwarbi Puram lakshita lakshanam Sa ekadahi mavato Dakshineshvata sanushu Dvadarsha navabir dwarbi Puram lakshita lakshanam
Sa
Sa
That King Puranjana
That King Puranjana La Puranjana Godwong
Ekada Once upon a time
Once upon a time Chongqing
Himavata
Himavata
Of the Himalaya Mountains
Of the Himalayas Mountains Himalaya Sandik
Dakshineshu
Dakshineshu
Southern
Southern Namfong
Atta
Atta
After this
After this 这之后
Sanushu
Sanushu
On the ridges
On the ridges 在山岭上
Dadasha
Dadasha
Found
Found 发现
Navabi
With nine With nine 有九个
Dwarbi
Dwarbi
Gates
Gates 门闸
Puram
Puram
A city
A city 一个城市
Lakshita
Lakshita
Visible
Visible 可看见的
Lakshanam
Lakshanam
Having all auspicious facilities
Having all auspicious facilities 拥有所有吉祥的设施
Translation Once while wandering in this way He saw on the southern side of the Himalayas In a place named Bharadvarsh, India A city that had nine gates all about And was characterized by all auspicious facilities
英文 从前当他是这样去漫游的时候，他在这个喜马拉雅山的南方，见到一个地方叫做Bharadvarsha，即是现在的印度，这个城市是有九道的闸门的，还有拥有着一切吉祥的设施。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
The tract of land south of the Himalaya Mountains is the land of India, which was known as Bharadvarsh. When a living entity takes birth in Bharadvarsh, he is considered to be most fortunate. Indeed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stated, Bharata bhumite haila manushya janmadyar, janma sartaka kare kara para upakar. Thus, whoever takes birth in the land of Bharadvarsh attains all the facilities of life. He may take advantage of all these facilities for both material and spiritual advancement and thus make his life successful. After attaining the goal of life, one may distribute his knowledge and experience all over the world for humanitarian purposes. In other words, one who takes birth in the land of Bharatvarsh by virtue of his past pious activities gets full facility to develop the human form of life. In India, the climatic condition is such that one can live very peacefully without being disturbed by material conditions. Indeed, during the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira or Lord Ramachandra, people were free from all anxieties. There was not even extreme cold or extreme heat. The three kinds of miserable conditions, adiatmika, adibhautika, and adidaivika, miseries inflicted by the body and mind itself, those inflicted by other living entities, and natural disturbances were all absent during the reign of Lord Ramachandra or Maharaj Yudhisthira. But at present, compared to other countries on earth, India is artificially disturbed. Despite these material disturbances, however, the country's culture is such that one can easily attain the goal of life, namely salvation or liberation from material bondage. Thus, in order to take birth in India, one must have performed many pious activities in a past life. In this verse, the word Lakshita Lakshanam indicates that the human body attained in Bharatvarsh is very auspicious. Vedic culture is full of knowledge, and a person born in India can fully take advantage of Vedic cultural knowledge and the cultural system known as Varnashram Dharma. Even at the present time, as we travel all over the world, we see that in some countries, human beings have many material facilities, but no facilities for spiritual advancement. We find everywhere the defects of one-sided facilities and a lack of full facilities. A blind man can walk but not see, and a lame man cannot walk but can see. Anda Pangu Nyaya. The blind man may take the lame man over his shoulder, and as he walks, the lame man may give him directions. Thus, combined, they may work, but individually, neither the blind man nor the lame man can walk successfully. Similarly, this human form of life is meant for the advancement of spiritual life and for keeping the material necessities in order. Especially in the Western countries, there are ample facilities for material comforts, but no one has any idea of spiritual advancement. Many are hankering after spiritual advancement, but many cheaters come, take advantage of their money, bluff them, and go away. Fortunately, the Krishna consciousness movement is there to give all facilities for both material and spiritual advancement. In this way, people in the Western countries may take advantage of this movement. In India, any man in the villages, unaffected by the industrial cities of India, can still live in any condition and make spiritual advancement. The body has been called the city of nine gates, and these nine gates include two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one mouth, a genital, and a rectum. When the nine gates are clean and working properly, it is to be understood that the body is healthy. In India, these nine gates are kept clean by the villagers who rise early in the morning, bathe in the well or rivers, go to the temples to attend Mangal Arati, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and take prasad. In this way, one can take advantage of all the facilities of human life. We are gradually introducing this system in different centers in our society in the Western countries. One who takes advantage of it becomes more and more enlightened in spiritual life. At the present moment, India may be compared to the lame man and the Western countries to the blind man. For the past 2,000 years, India has been subjugated by the rule of foreigners, and the legs of progress have been broken. In the Western countries, the eyes of the people have become blind due to the dazzling glitter of material opulence. The blind man of the Western countries and the lame man of India should combine together in this Krishna consciousness movement. Then the lame man of India can walk with the help of the Westerner, and the blind Westerner can see with the help of the lame man. In short, the material advancement of the Western countries and the spiritual assets of India should combine for the elevation of all human society.
要指 咁啊，喺喜马拉雅山嘅南面咧，嗰个土地咧就被称为印度啦。咁亦都被称为呢个Bharata Varsha。咁当一个生物体啊，系出生喺呢个Bharata Varsha嘅时候咧，佢系被视为咧非常嘅幸运嘅。事实上咧，主宰坦耶姆诃巴布亦都喺呢一个永恒的赛坦耶经阿迪利拉第9章第41个诗节亦都有讲到。 因此，无论任何人咧系出生喺Bharata Varsha呢一个土地上面咧，系获得一切咧系生命嘅设施啊。咁佢应该咧好好利用呢啲嘅设施咧，系要嚟咧喺物质啦以及灵性上面嚟到去进步咧。因此咧，好让到佢自己嘅生命咧系变得成功嘅。咁啊，当一个人系获得生命嘅目标嘅时候咧，一个人就可以将佢嘅知识啦以及佢嘅经验啊，系咧。 讲系大量咁样咧，喺呢一个传播去咧，俾世界嘅人类。换言之啊，一个出生喺 Bharata Varsha 呢个地方嘅人啊，系因为佢过往嘅虔诚活动嘅缘故咧，咁系可以咧得到完全嘅设施咧去培育呢一个人形嘅生命。喺印度咧，天气嘅情况，呢个气候咧系非常嘅温和咧，系适合人类好人。 好平和地，唔会受到唔需要受到呢一个物质嘅处境影响咧嚟到去生活啦。事实上咧，喺呢一个由提斯特罗大军或者系主立马灿陀罗嘅年代咧，人们啊系咧免于咧一切嘅忧虑嘅，甚至乎炎寒啊或者酷热嘅天气咧系唔存在。咁三种嘅呢一个。 不适嘅处境咧，呢个叫做阿迪米卡啦，阿迪波迪卡同埋呢一个阿迪戴维卡。咁呢啲嘅苦恼咧，就系来自于我哋嘅身体以及思想咧，或者系咧受到其他生物体嘅所带嚟嘅苦恼啊，或者系天灾嘅影响咧。喺当其时啊，喺呢一个 Lord Ramachandra 同埋尤提斯特纳大军嘅年代咧，系完全唔存在嘅。但系啊，现今啊。 相对于其他地球上面嘅国家啦，咁印度系受着呢一个人为嘅骚扰啊。咁啊，虽然有着咁多物质上面嘅骚扰啦，仍然啊呢一个国家嘅文化咧系依然存在咧，系让一个人咧好容易咧系获得人类嘅生命嘅。咁咧就系嘅意思即系获得救赎啦，以及或者喺呢一个物质嘅捆绑嗰度咧可以获得解脱。因此咧，如果一个人系想投生喺印度嘅话咧， 一个人咧系必须咧系曾经咧做过喺佢嘅前生咧做过好多虔诚嘅活动嘅。喺呢一个诗节入边咧，Lakshita Lakshanam呢一个字咧表示啊，人嘅一个喺诞生于 Bharata Varsha 呢一个地方嘅人咧系非常嘅吉祥嘅。韦陀嘅文化系充满住知识啦。如果一个人出生喺印度系完能够啊完全利用呢一啲嘅韦陀嘅文化嘅知识以及 一个四灵性四社会嘅文化制度，咁喺现今嘅，就算系现今啦吓，当我哋啊系喺世界嚟到不去，系周游列国嘅时候咧，我哋可以睇得到咧，有一啲嘅国家咧，有一啲嘅国家系有好多物质嘅设施啦，但系咧就冇灵性上面嘅设施嘅，咁啊。 我哋咧喺好多嘅地方咧都會揾到一面倒嘅設施咧，但係咧就冇就缺乏咗呢一個全面嘅設施。咁一個盲嘅人可以行啦，但係咧就唔可以睇嘢。咁一個跛婆嘅人咧唔可以行咧，但係就可以睇嘢。咁 Andapanga Yaya 咁一個盲嘅人咧就應該啊將呢一個跛婆嘅人咧孭上佢嘅膊頭上面啦。咁當佢行路嘅時候咧，呢個盲眼嘅人咧就可以咧指點佢嘅方向。咁如果係咁樣合作嘅話咧，佢哋就可以發揮佢哋嘅效用啊。如果唔係，單係盲人或者係跛婆嘅人咧，都唔可以好成功咁樣去走路嘅。同樣啊，呢一個人形嘅生命咧，係要嚟追求呢一個靈修啦嘅生活啦，而係只係咧將呢一個物質上面需要嘅嘢咧係打理得整整有條就夠噶啦。尤其是在西方的國家，在物質的舒適上是有充足的設施，但是對於靈修上的進步，他們是毫無概念。這些西方的人士，他們是渴求靈修上的進步，但是因為有很多騙子的出現，佔有了他們的財物，他們自吹自擂，然後就走了去了。很幸運地，這個Krishna知覺的運動嘅存在咧，就係讓世人有可以獲得靈性啦，以及物質上面一切嘅設施嘅。咁藉著呢個方法咧，西方嘅人咧可以好好咁樣去利用呢一個運動嘅存在。咁喺印度啊，任何嘅農村鄉村嘅人民咧，佢哋啊不受到呢一個印度嘅其他工業城市嘅影響咧，仍然啊係可以咧。在這些大自然的環境底下來到去居住呢，是獲得靈性上面的進步的。身體呢是有著九個不同的門閘，這九個門閘包括是什麼呢？兩隻眼睛，兩隻耳朵，我們兩個的鼻孔，一個的口，一個生殖器和這個排泄器官。當這個九個閘門是乾淨和是恰如其分地工作的話，咁佢嘅人嘅身體咧就被視為係健康啦。咁喺印度啊，呢啲嘅村民咧，佢哋仍然啊係透過早起啦，喺河啊或者係井啊沖涼啦，然後咧去廟宇嗰度參加呢一個吉祥燈儀啦，唱誦 Hare Krishna 曼陀羅，同埋食用祭魚咧嚟到保持呢九個門閘嘅清潔嘅。咁咧就透過呢一個方式咧，咁就可以咧完全啊利用咧人類生命嘅所有一切嘅設施。咁我哋亦都逐漸咧，我哋嘅協會啊，亦都逐漸喺西方國家嘅不同嘅中心嗰度咧，係嘗試咧將呢一個嘅制度咧係介紹俾人類嘅。一個人如果係完全啊去利用呢一個嘅呢一個運動嘅設施嘅話咧，喺靈修生活上面就會咧係越加嘅變得嘅啟蒙啊。咁喺現今嘅社會啦。印度咧可以咧比喻為咧呢個跛婆嘅人，而西方國家咧就可以被視為一個盲人。咁過去嘅2000多年咧，咁印度咧就受著呢一個西方統治嘅鎮壓咧。咁呢一個進步嘅之腿咧嚇，就受到呢一個嘅打擊啦。但係喺西方嘅國家咧，西方國家嘅人民嘅眼睛啊～就是因為受到這個物質舒適和富裕的這種的耀目的光芒是變成是盲目的。那這個西方國家的盲人和這個印度的跛婆的人，他們應該是合作，是在這個 Krishna 意識的運動上面來去傳播。然後這個印度的跛婆的人呢就可以行啦，咁啊藉著呢個西方嘅盲眼嘅人咧，佢哋可以咧幫忙咧，同埋咧係可以指點佢哋嘅迷津啦。咁簡而言之啦，西方國家嘅物質上面嘅進步啦，咁以及印度嘅靈性嘅資產咧，係應該咧係為著人類嘅人類社會嘅提升咧嚟到去合作嘅。
Om Magyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Narada Muni is giving this analogy of King Puranjana to Maharaj Prachini Barishat.
那就拿一段毛利呢， 就喺度咧，利用呢、Puranjana 国王嘅比喻咧，嚟到去教诲呢、What's the second name? Second name of the king?
Prachinibharishat. So Narada Muni is telling how King Puranjan was wandering all over the world and he came to this place of Bharatvarsh.
King Puranjan 就喺度周游列国咧，于是咧嚟到呢一个 Bharatvarsha 呢个地方。
And Prabhupada talks about how to take birth in this land of Bharatvarsha is a very special birth.
咁啊，波巴描述咧，如果一個人喺呢個地方出生咧，係一啲好特別嘅出生嚟嘅。
Quoted by Lord Chaitanya, "Bharata Bhumite Haila Manusya Janmajara." It's rare birth, very rare to take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. Janma Sartaka Karikara Paraupakar. That you should make your life. One who is born in this place, they should make their life perfect, and then they should.Help other people to become perfect also.
朱塞坦耶咧就喺呢一個永恆的塞坦耶經嗰度強調啊，出生喺呢一個 Bharatvarsha 嘅人係非常嘅吉祥啦。咁佢咧應該好好利用自己呢一個嘅生命咧，係去協助其他嘅人咧，係喺靈修上面進步。
So paraupakar means for others' benefit.
Paraupakar 嘅意思咧，即係話你為咗別人嘅利益嘅緣故。
So.Prabhupada was very disappointed when he was in his early years preaching in India that the Indian people all wanted to imitate Westerners. They all wanted to follow the Western way of life.
咁啊，波波喺佢早期嘅傳教事業上面咧，係非常嘅失望咧。見到啊，呢啲嘅印度人咧，佢哋只係希望去模仿西方嘅文明。
But actually, taking birth in that land of Bharatvarsha is such a blessing. It's a great opportunity for achieving spiritual perfection.
咁啊，事實上啊，可以喺 Bharatvarsha 呢個地方度出世咧，係一個嘅祝福啦。咁亦都好好，應該好好利用咁樣嚟到去獲得生命嘅完美。
Because the Vedic culture is so much in everyone's life, the holy places are everywhere, and people are very familiar with the Vedic.Vedic scriptures.
咁啊，呢種偉大嘅文化咧，因為係充斥住人嘅生活入邊啦。咁咧有聖地嘅存在啊。咁咧人們咧應該係好好去利用呢一啲偉大嘅文化嘅。
Prabhupada mentions how in the previous ages, during the times of Lord Ramachandra in the Treta Yuga and Maharaj Yudhisthira Dwapara Yuga, there was practically no influence of the three miseries of life.
咁啊，波波講到啦，喺Lord Ramachandra 同埋呢一個尤提斯特納大軍嘅年代咧，根本啊冇呢一個三重苦嘅影響嘅。
It wasn't even never got too hot or too cold。
咁你亦都冇咧嚴酷嘅寒冷啊，或者係嚴寒或者係酷熱嘅天氣。
But Prabhupada also points out that now it's in this Kali Yuga, it's not like that anymore. The situation has deteriorated. India suffers more than other places.
帕帕亦都指出咧，卡利年代啦，呢個情況咧變得越嚟越壞咧。咁印度較諸其他嘅國家咧，係受更多嘅苦啊。
But Prabhupada said, even though India suffers more, but still the opportunity is there for people to achieve salvation.
Prabhupada 亦都指出啦，虽然印度受嘅苦系更多啦吓，但系咧佢仍然啊有着充满住呢个机会咧，系咧人们仍然可以获得呢个嘅救赎。
So then Prabhupada goes on to discuss this anda.Payunaya, the logic of the blame man and the lame man, and how they have to help each other.
然後波巴咧就繼續去演繹啊呢一個跛婆嘅人同埋盲人之間點樣需要嚟到通力合作。
That he Prabhupada saw that there's not a great deal of wealth in India.
咁啊，波巴睇得出啦，印度嗰度咧，佢冇一個大量嘅財富。
Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, he said because India had been conquered and ruled for 2,000 years, and these different invaders had exploited India and taken so much of the wealth of India.
咁波巴指出啦，過去2000年啊，印度因為受到外來者嘅鎮壓咧，咁啊，佢哋國家嘅財富咧係被剝奪嘅。
So India had failed to make
keep up with the material progress which other countries were making.
因此呢,印度呢,在物質上面的進步呢,是受到這個阻礙的,就好像其他的國家一樣。
So Prabhupada often give this example about the lame man and the blind man, that the Western countries have wealth but no knowledge, and India has knowledge but no wealth. So if the two will help each other, then they can achieve some good result. So in this way, Prabhupada was showing us how we could make good use of all the wealth of the Western world by using it to give people in India the good impression of Krishna consciousness. This makes good use of the human form of life. The body is described here like a city of nine gates. That's a very appropriate example. Just like if you go to Delhi, in Delhi, there's different places. There's Ajmeri Gate, and then there's, what's the other gates in Delhi? There's so many different gates in different parts of the city, on the outskirts of the city, in different directions. The city would be surrounded built within these areas, and there would be some big gate, and you go out of that gate, you would go to the next city, away off in another direction. So in the same way, the body is also like a city, having nine gates.
同樣,這個身體就好比城市一樣,是有著九道閘門。
And it is explained that when you keep these gates of the body, when you keep them clean and in order, the body will be healthy.
也說到,如果你保持九道閘門是乾淨,你的身體就會是健康的。
We have to, just like we have to clean our mouth, clean our, wash out our eyes, clean our ears, so all these different gates of the body, they need cleaning regularly.
就好像我們會朗口,抹洗臉,洗我們的眼,耳,來保持這九個閘門的清潔。Just
like our door of the temple, we all have to keep that clean because everybody comes in and out through that door. So,
就好像我們廟堂的門口,我們要保持它整潔,因為每一個人都是在那裡出入的。
So wherever there's an entrance like that, you're always going to have a lot of traffic and you'll get a lot of dust and dirt there.
有這些出口的時候,就有很多人流的,就會帶來很多的…
So Prabhupada explains how to do this.
那么,爸爸解释,我们是怎样去做?
He said, rise early, come to the temple in the morning.
那么,要我们早起,然后来到庙堂。
And eat Krishna prasadam.
享用Krishna的祭语,
chant the holy name.
唱诵声明。
This is different. The process of cleaning the gates of the body is not material.
去清潔這個身體的閘門呢,
of course, other yogis, they would say, oh, you have to put some, what is it?
Cloth.
Put your thread through that. Yeah, they had you do that one day, right? Panma was doing that.
有時候瑜伽師會教你怎樣將線或者布。Nasal cleaning.
別布就吞到那個位置要來做清潔的。 Well, that's material process. That may clean the body materially, but that's not going to really give the real purity which we want.
這只是物質上的方法來清潔這個身體,但不會給我們所希望的那種純粹。
The real cleaning is done not just on the material platform, but also on the spiritual platform.
清潔不單是在物質的層面要做,也是需要在靈性的層面來做的。
So when we have a good spiritual program, if we keep ourselves regulated in spiritual life, we will also be healthy naturally.
如果我哋有個規律嘅靈性嘅活動嘅話咧，咁咧就可以喺物質或者係靈性層面咧係保持我哋健康啊。
The ordinary karmic materialistic people, they can never be healthy because their lives are full of so much sinful activities.
咁啊，一般嘅人啊，佢哋咧永遠都唔可以得到健康嘅，因為咧佢哋一生嘅生活入邊咧係充滿住呢一個罪惡嘅活動。
So many late nights and eating obnoxious, eating disgusting foodstuffs and drinking all types of terrible liquids.
咁啊，有咁多嘅夜生活啦，食埋咁多恐怖嘅食物啦，咁同埋咧飲酒啦嚇。
In this way, the gates of their bodies are always full of so much pollution.
咁啊，佢哋呢個身體嘅閘門咧，於是咧就恆常咧係充斥住好多嘅污染啊。
So, Krishna consciousness is a natural, healthy lifestyle.
咁啊，Krishna意識咧係一個自然嘅健康嘅生活嘅方式。
As Prabhupada says in India, even in the villages, a man may live in any condition of life and still achieve the perfection of life.
咁好似Prabhupada要指要講啦，印度嘅農村嘅人啊，佢無論居住喺任何嘅環境咧，仍然咧係可以得到呢一個生命嘅目標嘅。
If people just simply give attention to only the material aspect of life, then they're neglecting the most important part of life.
如果人就係著眼於物質嘅生活嘅話咧，咁佢哋咧就會疏忽咗生命最重要嘅部分。
This is recognized by the Christians in the Bible. They say, "What does a man profit if he gain the whole world but lose his eternal soul?"
咁啊，基督教咧亦都係有注意到呢一點啦。咁啊，聖經入邊有講啊，一個人啊，如果係就算啊，佢係得到整個世界嘅財富，但係失去自己嘅靈魂，咁有咩用呢？
This analogy of Puranjan Maharaj is very relevant in this case to the king who Narada Muni is instructing, because this king was attached to fruitive activities.
咁啊，呢一個 King Puranjan 嘅例子啊，對於那一大牟利所憤恥嘅國王咧嚟講咧係非常有意義嘅，因為呢位嘅國王咧係咧完全沉醉喺物質嘅活動上面。Remember,
he'd been performing many animal sacrifices for the purpose of enjoying the results of these sacrifices.
咁我哋記得咧，佢曾經咧做過好多用利用動物做好多嘅祭祀犧牲啦，嘗試去享受啊呢個祭祀犧牲而嚟嘅成果。So
similarly, people born in Bharatvarsha, they're often in this position that they're simply engaged in some religious activity to enjoy the results of this activity.
咁啊，同樣啊，現今啊，出生喺呢個Bharatvarsha嘅地方嘅人咧，佢哋咧只係咧從事喺呢啲物質嘅活動啦，嘗試咧係享受佢哋因物質活動而嚟嘅成果。So
their dharma is there, their religion is there, and their artha is there, their economic development is there. And the kama is there for their sense gratification, but they never think about mukti.
咁啊，佢哋嘅宗教存在啦嚇，佢亦都有經濟發展啦，咁亦都有，亦都有佢哋呢一個想享樂嘅慾望啦。但係咧，佢哋咧永遠從來都冇獲得呢一個嘅mukti嘅解脱。So
they forget about the most important part, the liberation from this material existence.
咁咧，佢哋咧忘記咗啊，呢一個最重要嘅部分咧，就係從呢一個物質嘅存在嗰度咧獲得解脱。So
as devotees, we're not, of course, even interested in liberation. That is abominable for us.
咁啊，對於奉獻者嚟講啦嚇，我哋甚至乎對解脱咧都冇興趣啊！呢啲係一啲不值一哂嘅事嚟嘅。Liberation
has no meaning for a devotee.
咁對奉獻者嚟講咧，解脱係冇意義嘅。Bill
Vimangal Thakur says he sees liberation standing at his door with arms folded, waiting to serve him.
咁啊，Vimala Mangala Thakur咁啊曾經講過啦，佢見到呢一個解脱嘅人格化咧，喺佢嘅門前嗰度咧合集咧等住嚟到去服務佢嘅。So
that liberation, that is the platform on which we begin our devotional service.
咁呢個解脱咧，其實咧係當我哋開始我哋嘅靈修生活嘅時候咧，就已經達到嘅層面嚟嘅啦。
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakanchati, that that one who is engaged in devotional service, he's already on that. He's already understood that he's not the body, and he's freed from this material condition.
一個係開始從事奉獻服務嘅人咧，佢哋已經明白咧，佢唔係呢個軀體啦。咁佢咧係永恆都係受到永恆解脱。
So in this verse, although it Prabhupada says Bharatvarsha is India, that this India can mean much more than what is simply India today.
咁啊，波波喺要旨嗰度提到呢個Bharatvarsha咧係指印度啦嚇，但係呢一個所謂嘅印度咧嘅範圍咧係咧遠較於而家嘅印度嘅範圍係要大嘅。The whole
of Asia, the whole of this planet can actually be Bharatvarsha.
咁啊，事實上呢一個星球上面嘅土地咧，亦都係歸納於呢一個Bharatvarsha呢一個地方。
But still, as Prabhupada points out, spiritual facilities are much more in India than they are in other countries.
咁啊，但係波波仍然指出啦，呢一個喺印度嘅所存在住嘅靈修上面嘅設施咧，係遠較於其他嘅地方咧，仍然係多嘅。Just
like when you go to China, where is the spiritual facilities in China? Because they have been under indoctrinated with communist philosophy for so many years.
咁啊，又好似你如果去內地啊，咁內地有咩宗教，有任冇任何宗教上面靈修上面嘅設施嘅？因為咧，呢個國家咁長時間咧以嚟咧係受咗呢個共產哲學嘅影響啊。So
that indoctrination of that communist philosophy, every student at university, they had to study the Marxist philosophy.
咁啊，喺受著呢一個共產主義嘅影響咧，咁誒呢一個地方嘅人咧，每一個人咧都要去係熟習呢一個馬克思主義。
And they have exams also on it too.
亦都咧係需要考試嘅。
It's very important that they have to pass this exam on this communist philosophy.
咁啊，佢哋咧要一定喺呢一個馬克思主義嘅哲學上面咧係要獲得呢一個合格嘅。
And what do they learn? Religion is the opium of the people.
咁佢哋學到啲咩咧？佢話學到就係咧宗教咧就係人民嘅毒藥嚟嘅。
So this type of indoctrination, which is constantly being put into throughout the whole of their education, this naturally has some effect on people.
咁啊，呢一種嘅荼毒啦，呢一種不斷嘅宣傳啊，肯定咧對一般嘅人們咧係有着深遠嘅影響嘅。Just
like now in America, also it's the same thing. They have stopped all prayer in the school.
咁啊，而家喺美國亦都係一樣噶。咁喺呢啲學校嗰度咧，佢哋咧停止咗所有嘅祈禱啊。So
where is the spiritual opportunity for people young people in America?
咁啊，而家對於美國年輕一代嚟講啊，邊有靈修嘅機會咧？
Now Narottamananda was recently there in Malaysia, and he was saying his disciple of Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to be here in Hong Kong. So he was saying that in America, now in the schools, they give stories about how to develop good qualities.
咁咧就Narottamananda Prabhu 啦喺美國，或者講我哋嘅神兄弟咧，最近就喺馬來西亞嘅時候曾經講咧，佢話喺學校啊，而家啲人咧嘗試去教導啲好嘅品質俾啲學生。
So they're trying to do the same thing as what they do in China. They're trying to teach moral principles without God consciousness. But you can never be successful. People will never be able to just develop good qualities without God consciousness.
They'll
simply always be struggling with the modes of material nature.
咁佢哋咧，永遠啊都會喺呢一個自然形態底下嚟到去掙扎嘅啫。They
will never be able to transcend.
佢哋永遠都唔可以超脱啦。And
the same in America.
美國亦都一樣。No
more prayer.
再冇任何嘅祈禱啦。Because
one woman politician, she said, "It is wrong for us to impose religious values on the thinking of our children."
因為當地的一個女政客，她強調我們不應該將這個宗教的原則強加於這些小朋友身上。Her
feeling was that we should let everybody just practice religion on their own.
他的感受就是每一个人有这样的自由去选择他们的宗教。
And so the result is nobody practices.
结果就是没有人再去祈祷了。
But I remember when I was at school, we were always taught to pray, we had to pray, you have to, you know, probably in Hong Kong you also had that, did you?
No.
No?
我記得我小時候在學校,老師都教我們,我們經常要去祈禱。
used to take us even once a term or something, they even go to church.
每一個學期帶我們去教堂一次。
And there used to be every morning for like 10 minutes, there was a Bible reading also.
每一早上有10分鐘是要來閱讀聖經的。
Hmm? Yeah, right. But even without school assembly, we didn't have every day. But every day there was each class would study some Bible study.
在集會的時候讀聖經，或者是每一堂都會有十分鐘要來讀聖經。
Of course, I never learned anything, but still, there's some, at least there's some respect that there's some religion there, you know.
咁啊，我肯定咩都冇學到啦，但係咧，起碼咧就係話，你對宗教咧，即係教導我哋咧，對宗教有若干嘅尊重。
Anyway, this is the situation in the Kali Yuga that in India, at least in some places, probably not really in the cities. But more out of the cities in the rural areas, we find much more spiritual values.
咁啊，喺印度啦，咁我哋見到喺農村啊，就唔係喺啲工業城市咧，仍然咧見到呢一個靈性嘅氣氛都仍然係相當濃厚。
Nowadays, actually, we can see that India, the situation in India has deteriorated almost as just like any other place in the world. Everywhere there's McDonald's and meat eating and.
但是現在在印度的情況,好像其他西方國家一樣,都是情況每況愈下,開始有麥當勞,這些很多食慾的地方。
But at least there are still holy places like Vrindavan Dham, Mayapur Dham, and we can take shelter of these places.
但是起碼仍然有聖地,好像溫達文、摩耶普這類的聖地,是給我們去托庇。
So for us as devotees, this is where we can get the inspiration, the spiritual culture.
對於奉獻者來說,就是在這些靈性的文化中,可以獲得這些啟發。And
the other devotees, they're also trying to, they've built also big temples in some of these other big cities.
有一些奉獻者,也在大城市中,興建一些大廟宇。So
previously, the idea was that money should not be used. That money is material and it should not be used. But money can also be used for the service of Krishna.
咁啊，以前嘅一般人嘅概念就係話咧，金錢咧係物質嘅，唔應該咧係去加以運用咧。咁啊，而家嘅概念就係咧，呢啲金錢咧亦都可以要嚟咧係Krishna嘅服務上邊。
We are seeing in all the streets in Hong Kong. There are so many big shops and. Big stores, big brand names.
我們在香港的街道上,見到有很多大型的商鋪,或者是名店。
And so many, but these are all just in the name of sense gratification. But these same things can be turned into Krishna consciousness.
這些只不過是為了人們的感官享樂,但是同樣的事物,亦都可以用來在Krishna的服務上面。
That we can have nice prasadam restaurants and nice stores for devotee dresses.
咁我哋可以有好嘅餐廳啦，或者係咧有啲嘅店鋪咧，係售賣咧奉獻者嘅衣服。
And then beautiful clothes for the deities and jewelries for the deities.
有一啲漂亮嘅衣服啊，同埋咧係珠寶首飾咧，係俾神像啊。
So in this way, using everything for the service, just as now Vishakapriya is making all of these Devi or Shakti models with the water pumps and fountain, using technology also.
咁啊，就好似Vishaka而家將呢一啲現代嘅科技，要嚟做一啲同Krishna嘅有關嘅公仔啊，或者係裝飾。
And on the computer, we have also our preaching of Krishna consciousness.
咁喺電腦上面，我哋都係呢一個 Krishna 意識嘅傳教.
Our websites.
我哋嘅網頁啦.
And our microchips for Prabhupada constantly chanting Hare Krishna.
咁啊，亦都有啲咧 Prabhupada 恆常係唱咗 Hare Krishna 嘅一啲嘅音帶.
So in this way, Prabhupada was not against technology. So long as it was used for Krishna.
但係我哋係將呢一啲嘅科技要嚟服務Krishna嘅話咧，咁 Prabhupada 亦都唔反對。
So in the same way, this Bharatvarsh, the city of nine gates, this is an auspicious place.
咁啊，同樣啊，呢一個係呢一個Bharatvarsh，呢一個有九道閘門嘅城市咧，係咧充滿咗一切嘅吉祥啊。
People come when people go to India. They should understand it is a very special place. They should not see it with material vision.
咁啊，當人們係去印度嘅時候咧，應該明白呢一個唔係一個物質嘅地方嚟嘅。
Any question?
有冇問題？
If the people that live in village can attain a spiritual perfection easier than those
living
in cities?
咁啊，係咪話居住喺鄉村嘅人啊，佢哋較居於城市嘅人咧，更容易得到呢一個嘅完美啊，生命嘅完美啊，靈性嘅完美
？Well, they're definitely their mode of living is much more in the mode of goodness.
咁啊，肯定佢哋嘅生活嘅方式係較多處於呢一個善良形態。
Of course, in the village there's also opportunities for Maya, but if people want to be Krishna conscious, it's a very good place.
咁啊，當然啦，喺鄉村咧，亦都咧係有含於假象嘅地方啦嚇。但係對於有智靈修嘅人嚟講咧，係一個較好嘅地方。
Because you will be able to sit and chant Hare Krishna and read the books very peacefully.
咁你可以咧好平和咁樣坐喺度唱 Hare Krishna 或者係讀書。
You won't have so many telephone calls and so much disturbance.
咁你可能唔會有咁多電話啊，或者係其他嘅騷擾。
And you can simply absorb your mind in thinking and hearing and chanting, and in this way you will remember Krishna.
咁你嘅心，你嘅心意咧就好容易咧係投入喺呢一個聆聽同埋唱誦嘅。
Just like when we go to Mayapur or Vrindavan, you know, it's so natural for us all to come to Mangal Aarti in the morning there. We wake up so early there in the morning, and we will sleep so early at night.
就好似咧喺摩耶普同温達文啦嚇，咁啊，我哋好自然咧就會早睡早起嘅。
Yeah, it's just a totally different atmosphere.
咁係啲完全唔同嘅氣氛嚟嘅。
So similarly, in these villages, it's certainly a much more suitable environment to cultivate our spiritual life.
肯定啊，呢一啲嘅鄉村咧，係對於我哋去培育靈修生活咧，係一啲較理想嘅地方。
But it's not the best place for preaching.
但係咧，唔係只好要嚟傳教嘅地方嚟。
You know, we are here in Jimshasui for the sake of being able to preach and give Krishna consciousness.
咁啊，我哋喺尖沙咀呢個地方嘅目的。 係咧，將希望將呢一個嘅哲學咧係傳開去。
But if you don't want to be disturbed by all of this preaching, you just want to sit down and read Prabhupada's books, then it's okay to be in the village.
咁啊，如果你唔希望受到呢啲傳教嘅騷擾啦，只係希望投入誒唱誦同埋讀書嘅話咧，咁啊鄉村係會理想啲。
Just like, you know, when people are in the villages, so everything is favorable, then they have, you know, like, they do it naturally because everyone else is doing it. But then they don't question and it becomes ritualistic, and after one or two generations, the whole thing becomes a problem.
咁啊，亦都有佢鄉村，亦都有佢嘅不足嘅地方啦。咁因為 呢啲環境咁好啦嚇，啲人咧只不過係因循咁樣去做嘅時候咧，覺得三兩代嘅話咧，呢一啲嘅世流傳落嚟嘅方式咧，就可能變得係公式化。So
you should be guided. Everybody needs a spiritual master, somebody or some spiritual association to guide them.
咁因此每一個人咧，都需要一啲靈性上面嘅指導啦。咁需要一個靈性導師嚟到去咧，去帶領佢哋。
not that you just sit in the village independent and forget about everybody. You still need association.
不是说你自己坐在农村里,自我收集就OK了,那你仍然需要别人的联谊。
Just like some of the devotees in the villages in Bengal, there are many devotees in these different villages there in Bengal and Bangladesh. But when there's a big festival, they will come and they will attend the programs.
就好像在孟加拉、Bangladesh這一區的鄉村裡面有很多奉獻者，但是有大時大節的時候，他們就會來到聖地那裡去參加這些活動。
Also, another thing, the village life, in a way, they have like a handicap, they have a head start. But that doesn't mean that they will finish as well.
咁咧就呢啲鄉村嘅生活咧，亦都係有佢哋不足嘅地方嘅。咁佢哋可能即係會開始啦嚇，但係咧係冇有頭冇尾嘅。
When people have a head start, they tend to be complacent because they take good situation for granted.
咁啊，有時呢啲人咧會咧係自滿啊，就會咧係將佢哋所有嘅嘢咧係視為理所當然嘅。
Like the hare and the tortoise. The hare and the tortoise.
Hare.
The hare can run very fast. Oh. They were having a race, right? And the hare...
And then?
Well, the tortoise won.
Oh. 就好像龜兔賽跑的故事，白兔驕傲睡覺，於是烏龜就贏了。
Because the hare went ran quickly and then he was way ahead, and
so he
said, "Oh, now I can
rest
because he's way behind."
咁啊，因為白兔咧就搖搖領先啦，咁以為自己領先好多，於是喺度瞌眼瞓咧，到最後咧就俾個烏龜超越咗佢。
But we may be thinking we're the hare. We may be thinking we have the big temple, we have the money, we have the opulence. You know, we're be thinking we can go very. And the people in the village, what do they have?
但是有時我們可能以為自己是白兔，我們有這個這麼大的廟，這麼多的富裕，鄉村的人有什麼呢？
The people in the village, they're just struggling, going on a very simple way.
鄉村的人只是在掙扎於他們這些簡樸的生活。
But they can be remembering Krishna more than us.
咁佢哋可能咧係喺憶念Krishna上面咧係教我哋更多嘅。
We can much, I think, easier for us to be complacent than the people in the village.
咁啊，我諗我哋更加安於我哋嘅環境，較即係較之於啲鄉村嘅人咧，更容易係安於現狀。
Lalita，
我想問下咧，點解做服務咧？
Why devotional service is purifying?
Because devotional service connects us to Krishna, and Krishna is the all pure.
咁啊，因为奉献服务咧，系咧同 Krishna 咧有着直接嘅关系啦。咁Krishna 系完全纯粹嘅。Krishna
is antiseptic and prophylactic. He purifies us.
Krishna 系可以有消毒嘅功能啦。咁咧系咧净化我哋。
So if we connect to, if we're connecting to Krishna, we get purified.
如果我哋同 Krishna 係有聯繫嘅話咧，咁就我哋就會得到淨化。Just
like when you put the metal rod in the fire, it becomes like fire.
就好似你將鐵棒放落個火堆嗰度咧，咁啊鐵棒咧到最後都會變成火一樣。But
if you just put the metal bar next to the fire, it may get a little hot, but it's not going to become the same as if you put the rod in the fire.
但如果你只是將這支鐵棒放在火的旁邊，可能會有少少熱，但是這支鐵棒就不會變得好像火一樣。So
we really have to connect to Krishna.
我們必須真正地跟Krishna連接。
Thinking of Krishna, doing this for Krishna.
我們要去憶念Krishna，以及為Krishna而做。
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.